President, at the outset, allow me to congratulate you on your election as president of the 12th meeting of states parties to the Convention on Cluster Munitions. South Africa has no doubt that this MSP will be a success under your able leadership. South Africa further wishes to thank the ISU for its tireless efforts to ensure that states parties continue to meet their obligations under the convention, even under the very difficult circumstances we face today. South Africa aligns itself with the statement delivered by Niger on behalf of the African group. Madam President, we are faced with many challenges under this convention and are mindful that many states are still being contaminated with cluster munition remnants. This contamination not only results in injury and death, but also has a wide range of social, environmental, and economic impacts, such as the displacement of people and hampering economic development. Thus, the use of cluster munitions has a negative effect on the livelihoods of civilians, particularly those who live in affected areas. In this regard, it is important that we continue to stigmatize the use of cluster munitions as a weapon of war. South Africa therefore condemns the use of cluster munitions by any state or any other entity, and also calls upon all others to do so as well. Madam President, the rate of ratification and accession has decreased, which is the reason for us to remain concerned about the progress towards universalization of the convention. South Africa continues to be concerned about the lack of ratification by those states that hold large stockpiles of cluster munitions and calls for intensified efforts to bring into the fold those that have not yet joined in order to achieve our goal of a cluster munition-free world. Of further concern is that not all states uphold their commitments under the preamble of the convention. We therefore call upon all states to refrain from action that could undermine the objectives of the convention. In this regard, it is imperative that we collectively work towards the universalization of the convention and commit to its full and effective implementation in the spirit of international cooperation and shared responsibility. Similarly, South Africa calls on all state parties to uphold their commitment to the Convention on Cluster Munition and to seek constructive solutions for concerns through dialogue within established framework of the convention, while it remains the sovereign right of all state parties to determine their continued membership in the convention, we express concern over actions that may undermine the integrity and effectiveness of the convention. Preserving the integrity of this vital international instrument is of paramount to us, not only for mitigating the devastating humanitarian consequences of cluster munitions, but to strengthen the global commitment to international peace and security. Madam President, South Africa has consistently supported steps taken nationally, regionally, and globally in recent years aimed at prohibiting the use of cluster munitions and to put an end to the suffering and casualties caused by their use. As part of our commitment to multilateralism and a rule-based international order founded on our conviction that the use of these weapons in conflict cause unacceptable harm to civilian populations, South Africa has been a staunch supporter of the full implementation of the Convention on Cluster Munitions. The South African National Convention Arms Control Committee consists of cabinet members acting in terms of relevant legislations, vets all conventional arms transfer applications, and prohibits the development, production, and exportation and any form of transfer of cluster munitions. Article 3 stipulates that state parties are obliged to destroy stockpiles of prohibited cluster munitions within 8 years after the entry into force of the convention. To this end, in terms of our obligations under the treaty, South Africa is pleased to announce that it has completed the destruction of its cluster munition stockpiles, which is clear demonstration of our country's unwavering commitment to fulfilling mandatory international obligations. In compliance with Article 7 of Transparency Measures, South Africa confirms to have submitted its initial transparency report as well as its annual reports under 2023, thus meeting all its requirements and obligations under Article 7. South Africa reaffirms its commitment to fully implement all the provisions of this worthy convention and will continue to remain steadfast in fully reinforcing the norms established by this convention and in implementing its obligation under the provisions of the convention. South Africa reiterates its commitment to play an active role in partnership with other states and member states of civil society towards the achievement of cluster munition-free world. In conclusion, South Africa expresses its heartfelt sympathy to the delegation of Peru for the untimely passing of Her Excellency Ambassador Ana Cecilia Gervasi. May you find strength and peace in the memories you hold dear, and may you find comfort as you navigate through this difficult moment. I thank you.